And welcome to our show, Geeks Who Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill. This week, we have Anthony.
Hi, Bill. And Hi. Everyone else.
Yes. And everybody else.
Yes. That's all we have today.
Everybody's. And you can reach out to us and contact us at geeksarewired@gmail.com or give us a phone call, leave a message, or a text message to 801-896-4335. That's also 801-896-GEEK. You also can help support us at our Patreon site, which is patreon.com/geeksarewired, where you get access to the podcast early and access to the Discord channel. And I've sorted this. The show notes are in an estimate idea of how I was thinking about talking about the podcast stuffs.
Oh, okay.
So yay.
What is the... Oh.
Which one? The first one?
Yeah.
So you all, for the past however many years, I don't know if you were on it about this time last year.
I know of it, but...
It is the sign-up time for the Reddit gift exchange.
Yes.
You sign up. They have done hit world records, Guinness Book World Record, multiple years in a row, year after year, the largest gift exchange ever.
Yeah, because it's like probably millions of people are participating in this.
Worldwide.
It's basically a giant white elephant party, isn't it?
Yeah, well, except for we go like, oh, this is the type of person I am, and then they can Reddit stalk you. See what you post, see what you've liked, see what you've commented on.
They wouldn't
on.
Get anything from me.
Ah.
I'm a lurker.
And then, well, you also can go, well, this is the type of person I'm like, so you give them
What
hints.
If you don't know? What if you don't know the kind of person you are?
Well, then you get to, I've actually seen stuff like whatever, literally, like, whatever works. And they get...
That'd be me.
They get random, they're ranges of... Really, really cool things to less cool things.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, you've even got some, because you do this, don't you?
Yeah, I've done the red gifts to change.
You've gotten some that were good, and then you've gotten some that are kind of meh.
I've gotten some that didn't show up.
Oh, yeah, that happens too.
Yes. Kind of sucks when that happens, but you gift, and it's fun, and you bring joy to other people. And it's also the first thing that got me into it was the postcard exchange. That was what got me into it. Because that one's initially free to get into.
Yeah.
And you just make points off of it. And it's small. It's not too bad. And I always love to get the international one on that one. Because it's not expensive. It's not terrible to send a postcard internationally. They're more expensive, yes, but...
Oh, yeah. A postcard, no, but anything else.
Yeah.
It gets a lot.
It can. But then you get really cool postcards from around the world and for different holidays that are around Festivus or the Solstice or the Christmas Hanukkahs.
Or the, I don't know. Is it like all year round or just this time of year?
Well, there is postcard exchanges, but this time of year is the holiday one. The holiday.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
And they don't say that to be politically correct.
Actually,
although maybe they do,
is.
But...
Now I gotta see which one is called.
Oh, that's cool.
I think the holiday cards. Join our holiday card. There's going to be links in the show. Oh, no, it's a... Or it is an elf.
It is an elf.
They're elves. I'm like, wait, they're elves. That's because you can be the secret elves and all that. And you can, just like you can donate money in Reddit to help support Reddit.
Yeah.
You can also, with Reddit gifts, you can be elves and help supporting. So it gives you discounts on some of the events like these if you end up doing them a lot.
I think at Disney art supplies. That's interesting. Oh, and then back to school. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there's tons of things. They're constantly doing it. Right now they only have the three. So there's the Secret Santa, there's the Ornament Gift Exchange, and there's the Holiday Card Gift Exchange.
Ornament would be kind of cool. Because you could get like a weird ornament that you never even thought of having that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it.
Or maybe even something that somebody actually made.
Yeah.
The coloring books, the comic books.
The only thing, like, you know how for school, when you're a little kid, they usually, I don't know if they do this now, but they used to have you make, like, little crafts around Christmas time for, like, ornaments or just other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I remember making is painting some ornaments, like some foam ornaments. I remember really enjoying painting that. That's the only thing I remember.
See, I remember the, I think it's God's Eye, the one where the yarn around the two popsicle sticks.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like a triangle. It turns out to be like a triangle. So you take two popsicle sticks and you make like
an X,
yeah. And then you take yarn and you go back and forth, up and around to be a giant diamond-ish box, whatever, square shape. It was really nice to use multicolor yarn, so it actually...
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, that's why I set the timer. So we could... It might be cooled down by then. Then I wouldn't have to worry about burning my mouth.
Yes, it is the holiday season for hot chocolate.
Yes, or anything else, really.
If you're wondering, I mean, it's still warm.
You don't have to have a special time of the year for hot chocolate. Come on.
It's better in the coldness.
It is better in the coldness. It is much better in the coldness. Although it hasn't been very cold lately around here.
Well, yeah, around here. Other places, it's like super frigid.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you're in the south or in the southern hemisphere, it's probably like your summer.
Yeah, it's always summer there.
Always summer in Florida. The only thing you got to worry about is gators and...
Global warming.
Well, that too, but in the near future, you just have to worry about gators and, like, hurricanes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Florida people.
They're nice.
Yeah, some of them.
Just like everywhere else.
Yeah.
People are nice. People are not nice.
Yeah, the only, like, I was referring to, like, the Florida man news stories.
So that actually went out of control from the original creator.
What, Florida Man?
Yeah.
What do you mean the original creator?
He didn't intend for it to be the idea of somebody that is stupid and does stupid things and all this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
He tried to actually like rein it back in and it was gone. The internet had grabbed it.
Yeah, the internet took it and then made it something else.
Yeah, did it with it what they wanted.
Like they do with everything. Now, the only reason why Florida is like that is because they have a certain thing where they like... Anything that happens with the police is, like, public knowledge, so it's really easy to find stuff like that.
Mm.
And, you know, outrageous stuff makes for good news coverage. Gets them clicks.
I can see that being a thing then, yeah.
And then
all
everyone,
that public information.
Yeah. And everyone else just can peruse the Florida man stories.
That reminds me.
You're pulling in this story, the thing that's been sitting in your backlog for like 4 months now.
No, just 2 weeks. This is not that old.
This really?
Look at the date on this article. It's not that old.
11/3/2018.
Through 2 weeks.
It says 2019.
It says it's 2019. Though.
Oh, the Wayback Machine. Oh.
What is going on is... The Wayback Machine allows Wikipedia users to check citations from books as well as on the web, and it's archiving the internet, which is interesting. So it's good for Wikipedia for researching and actually truly citing things, but it makes it really interesting, where like you're talking about Florida and their open laws for all this,
mm-hmm.
is the Right to Be Forgotten Information Act, or information going on.
Oh,
so if you are truly backing up and archiving everything that has ever been on the internet, that means all the news articles, that means all the police reports, that means everything that has ever happened to you gets online, which maybe you get it closed, maybe you get it overturned, maybe whatever, which means you go to Google and you say, erase all searches to this. You go to these websites, you say, delete everything. Go to the newspapers, you say, delete those articles, wipe my name from those articles. And they go back in their archives and they delete it. This may make that an additional difficulty step.
if not impossible.
Yeah.
Because the archive machine's not going to know how to do it.
And it depends on how much access people have had to it to do these changes.
And I don't know that it necessarily matters, because the right to be forgotten is more of, like, are you talking about the GDPR?
Well, there's that. But like I said, you do something that's stupid, bad, whatever, it gets you in the newspaper, it gets you actually good, bad, or indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
Gets you in the newspaper, or it gets a police report on you. You get this, you find out, or you prove that it is unjust, or you get the police or the court case or whatever sealed, overturned, all these things that could happen. And then you go to the newspapers or go to these places that are posted online, and you do the right to be forgotten fact, and you go, I'm a good person, this wasn't right, or times have changed and this has been sealed up and no one else can have access to it. If you go look in the court records, you can't find it. If you go look online, it exists. It,
yeah.
Which makes it difficult for certain people to get certain jobs or do certain things.
Yeah. Another thing is, though, that, let's say it was put in the newspaper, like, a false allegation was on you or something.
Mm-hmm.
They can redact that and then just say that, oh, this never, like, we incorrectly reported on the story or something like that or something, anyways.
So you're saying put in an article to overturn a previous article?
Yeah, like an amendment, basically.
Or you could always just go back and delete the person's name or the entire article.
I'm thinking, like, more like physical print.
Ah. Well, a lot of physical print is now being archived online.
I know.
Because it's easier to archive it.
But I'm just going back, like, just pre-internet. Don't think about the internet.
Oh.
So you just have a physical newspaper, and then you're one of these people that just likes to archive everything. So you keep it. And then you might, I don't know, maybe the library has it or something, because I know some libraries used to keep newspaper archives like that, and maybe they still do, but.
Well, it could even be the newspaper.
Same thing, kind of the same idea. I know it's, like, much easier to search, but it's kind of the same idea. So, as the archive, the Wayback Machine.
So the other thing is also this is getting the attention on is books.
Yeah.
So this is...
Like, are they archiving books or are they just finding them online?
They're archiving books.
Oh, okay.
Which, obviously, authors or publishing companies are like, wait, you don't have the rights to actually publish this whole thing online.
Yeah, that's kind of
But it's good iffy. For referencing.
It is good for referencing, but, like, can you read the whole book?
Some of them seem to, or quite a few of them actually apparently seem to be, yes. And many of them are not part of the open...
Like the really old story stuff that are out of copyright.
I forgot what the project's called.
Yeah, I don't remember either, but...
Gutenberg.
Oh.
The Gutenberg Project. The Gutenberg Project is all the books that are falling out of trademark and copyright.
They just print them?
They scan them off, put them in.
Oh, I see.
Put them into PDF, EPUBs, e-readers, and all that, because they are free, legal to put out there for free now. There's some really good books in there, and there's some really good old stories that have been retold over the years. I've gone back and been like, oh, this is kind of interesting to read the origins of these.
Or maybe not even, like, it's probably not even the origins.
Okay, so one of them was, like, Sleeping Beauty. It has...
Sleeping Beauty. Which one did you read, though?
So I've read the French one, which is the original. I've read the... I forgot the brothers. The Grimm. Brothers Grimm.
Brothers
one.
Grimm. They weren't the original.
They weren't.
I guess they...
They were not the original.
Well,
they were the second.
They didn't make any... They didn't technically make any stories, did they? They just compiled them? Or did they actually have some original works?
I could see them having original, but... They also altered a lot of stories to stories to for children. These are, you know, a lot of them are of the Mother Goose style. Like, these are stories of events or people or things that were turned into these stories. So some are stories that have been turned into theirs, or in some are just about events that were happening.
Ah, yes. It's hot chocolate season, so whenever I take a drink, my glasses fog up. That's great.
But there's one book they had that has three stories in it. And I haven't got to the third one yet. The other... Let's see. Okay, so... I'm not even going to say. I'm going to stick with French. The original French version. And...
Grimm Brothers.
Yeah. And then... I'm not sure about that one. Also, the Sleeping Beauty in the Woods. Oh, wait. Did I say Sleeping Beauty? I was wrong about... I'm actually... What's interesting is the same thing. I was actually thinking Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
What's funny is the same origin lineage,
I could see
though.
Beauty and the Beast starting in the from it being a French story. I don't know if that's because of how, because of Disney's, like, adaptations of it, and they seem kind of French in some cases, but I don't know. Maybe that's why. Book. Original story, that works too. And you can pull up the Wikipedia article.
What? Does it reference all these old things as well?
Does what reference all these old things?
Does
this article?
Yeah.
It should.
Yes, it does. So there is... I thought there were three versions. I have three versions in the book I have.
Well, I mean, there's those two and then modern use and adaptations.
That might be... I might have to go hunt down the book. I don't know what third story is, but I know I have the original French one, the Brothers Grimm, and... something else in the book, and I was going to get to that one. But it's really interesting, because the idea of her having sisters and the father being more of a rich philanthropist with, you know, has a bunch of boats coming that were waiting to come in and all this stuff. He's not an adventurer like he is in the Disney version. He's a philanthropist that owns all these boats that go out and do exchanges and make some money. And he'd lost, like, all of his boats. And then suddenly, like, one, after they moved to the countryside, one of them came in.
Hmm.
And the two sisters were like, give me the richest and greatest things. And Beauty's just like, oh, I'll just, you know, take a bird. That's the original. And but no, that the bird is, you know, is the Beast's. And actually, yeah, but the story is very, yeah, really interesting.
Like, there were sisters in the other one, weren't there?
No, there were two ladies in the Disney one.
They weren't sisters?
They may have been sisters, but they weren't Beauty's sisters.
No.
Beauty didn't have any sisters.
Was she like an orphan?
She was an only child. Her dad was the inventor, remember?
No, obviously.
Oh.
It's been a long time since I've seen Beauty and the Beast. Which Disney version?
They're exactly the same.
Are they exactly? Yes. I haven't seen
it. I've seen them
the
both.
The new one. I meant to. I just never got around to it.
There's a good segue. Another live action came out.
Another live action?
Another live action movie came out from Disney.
Oh, did they just put it directly to Disney Plus?
They put it directly to Disney Plus.
Oh.
It's Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, I didn't even know they were redoing that.
They redid it. They are already done with it. It is re-done. It was
is
part
it
of
any good?
I don't know.
So, it's live action.
It's about as live action as they've gotten with their animals.
So, like, same with Lion King?
Yeah, and Jungle Book.
Well, Jungle Book, you at least had people.
Well, Lady and the Tramp, you have people.
I know, but...
It's okay, more like Jungle Book. Let's go with that.
It's more like Jungle Book, okay. I think that'd be a little easier, too, because, I don't know. Dog, like, you can see a dog... Or even a cat having, like, what is that called? Automata? No. Anyways, just have, like, human expressions and, like, speech. Like, you're more likely to think of that and think that's okay versus, like, a lion cub talking or a hyena talking.
I see.
But that's still both. They're kind of weird, like, no little puppy.
Yep. It does. It looks good. They're not, you know, obviously there's the, you know, some of it looks better than others. And apparently the reviews are back and forth on it, but I intend to watch it. It was not a bad movie at the time. I still have not seen Dumbo.
That's weird. I haven't either. I don't know if I plan to either.
I may watch it because I got Disney Plus. I decided to get Disney Plus, which Disney Plus actually did great on the downloads. They're like at 10 million downloads in like 24 hours.
I'm not surprised.
Which, like, Hulu is like 5 of its entire lifetime.
It only has 5 million?
Hulu is only in the U.S. You realize that, too.
Oh, is Disney
US,
Plus?
U.S. and I think maybe a few minor countries.
Is Disney Plus, like, worldwide?
Worldwide. Disney Plus.
I guess they own all their content, so that makes sense. They could do that.
Yeah.
Hulu can't. Because of licensing restrictions.
Well, Netflix runs in that too, but Netflix, then that's why Netflix has the back and forth on availability and which countries they're in. That's why you can watch Star Trek on Netflix in everywhere but the U.S.
That might make me get a VPN. Because I've been wanting to, like, because you can only watch that on CBS right now, right?
They're paid. If you're in the U.S., they're a paid one. Because you have...
Like, do you have to have, like, a DirecTV subscription, or can you just pay for CBS?
You have to pay for the CBS subscription. That's the only way to get... That's for both the Star Trek, whatever, the last one that came out, and the Picard one. The Picard one, if you are outside the U.S., you can watch on Amazon. The other Star Trek one, you can watch it on Netflix if you're outside the U.S.
Again, I might just get a VPN for that. I really like Star Trek.
So, back on the Disney one, though, you get Disney, you get Pixar, you get Marvel, you get Star Wars, you get National Geographic.
Speaking of Star Wars, when is that movie coming out?
December.
Because I still have to buy the ticket. I forgot that you told me about that.
All right. Let's see what it is.
We're probably okay.
I don't know. It's the most pre-sold tickets.
Don't scare me.
You should just do it right meow.
All
right.
Especially,
I'm going to tell the listeners about it.
Let me open up Adam.
Adam. I told you, Fandango. You at least get the credits towards it. Because you buy it with Fandango, you get 5 tickets and you get $5 credit towards movies or digital media, which apparently doesn't count for brand new movies. So if you watch movies like a week after, totally is awesome.
I don't really go to movies that often.
December 19th, and we're doing the 6 p.m. showing.
You want to do the marathon?
No, the 6 p.m. showing. I do not have 2 days to watch all the movies.
You don't have 20 hours and 49 minutes?
I am not that cool.
Is it Rise of the Skywalker?
Yes.
Okay.
It's about Kylo Ren. He's a Skywalker.
And what day did you say?
December 19th. All the listeners, if you want to show up, there you go.
December 19th.
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Let's see if you can get tickets. Still.
Are you actually going to do the 3D one?
This is not in 3D. This is the big D.
It says big D 3D.
Apparently I'm doing the big 3D. Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, wait. What's the bottom one?
The bottom one is the big D, but it's at 9:35.
Mine doesn't show 3D.
Oh.
I wasn't thinking about doing 3D. Didn't say it was 3D. They may have changed it on me.
I don't really want to do 3D.
Well, this wouldn't be terrible for 3D, but...
Huh. It is with when you only have glasses.
You have contacts now.
I haven't been to the eye doctor to get new contacts.
Oh.
So I do have a pair of contacts, but I haven't worn them for like 2 months now, and I'm not going to do that.
All right.
Although I guess I could probably just reorder them. But, yeah.
Okay.
We can figure this out later.
I don't know. Now I might have to change my movie. You're making things complicated.
Hey, I didn't do anything.
You did it all. All right, back on Disney.
Yeah, Disney. What about Disney?
So The Mandalorian is awesome.
What is that?
It is not in 3D. The 6:30 showing is in 3D. Wait, it's in 3D. Never mind.
I was like,
I quit.
Make up your mind, dude.
I quit. I don't know. I'm either watching it in 3D or not. I don't know yet. It's the 6 o'clock showing. I'm actually, I don't have the days of work off, but I have the hours of work off. I got to go up to work at like 3 o'clock in the morning and make sure I'm going to be okay.
Oh, jeez.
It's not that bad.
Well, you could always just watch it up and like at your other place. Up there.
No.
You don't want to?
No. No, hard pass.
Why is that?
It's like twice the price.
Is it?
And also, that means everyone has to come to me, and I would rather just come back here. And
is it like...
It's expensive.
Huh.
They're expensive.
Yeah, but it's a nicer theater.
I don't know. The Big D's pretty nice.
Okay, that one is, but...
That's why I'm sticking with Big D.
Okay.
And I just like...
You just like saying Big D.
Worst advertising ever.
I think they did that on purpose. Carmike did.
Yeah.
Now, this is also the only place that I've seen that.
We're selling this. Well, it's on. It used to be on their main advertisements and all their stuff.
Oh, okay. I guess I just haven't seen very many car makes around before they went out of business. I can't get that song out of my head now.
Oh, yeah?
Lion King, Circle of Life.
Oh, I was like, oh, man, I don't know these words.
It's not that one. I have like that one part where it's like, The slow part. It's not bad. I'm not upset. It's just... It's only like a 5-second loop, so it's getting a little old. But... Oh, that's what that is.
It's Mandalorian.
Now I understand why you're really excited to watch it. Because it's Star Wars.
Duh. So, for those who don't know, Boba Fett, the bounty hunter dude, or his... the person he's cloned from, Jango Fett... are Mandalorians. This is because of bounty hunter. It's super westerny. And it kind of is a little slow, a little starting, but it's really good.
Oh, it's westerny?
Westerny.
That's
what Star Wars is. Star Wars is a space western. It's a space western. I promise. It is.
I don't know.
Space western.
What makes it a space western?
Shoot 'em up, bang bang in space.
Is that really it?
Well, it follows all the story, the tropes of the old westerns, like the deserts and the fight scenes. This is like old.
I guess that makes sense. I don't know. I just never got that vibe from it. But like with like Firefly, I got that vibe from it. But that was mostly because of the format of it.
The space western opera.
Okay. I'd believe that. I thought it was a space opera. Like, I didn't know western was part of it.
Yeah, it is a western.
So what makes it opera?
They sing. Didn't you catch that? Don't you know the words to the Star Wars?
They sing? They sing before Disney's got a hold of them?
No, it's because they always knew. Lucas always knew. Disney's going to buy this
one. Why don't I remember them sing? Do they really sing?
No.
I was like, what? I don't remember that at all.
They don't. Don't worry, they don't.
So what makes it an opera?
Because of the, like, the during daytime operas, soap operas. These epic stories. So it's the epic story that just goes for length of time. That's what makes the opera is this. The story that spans millennia. Literally the old pre-Disney millennia.
All right, I'm showing my ignorance. I'm going to shut up. Okay, I was about to say something else. I'm good.
What daytime soap operas?
It was something like that, yeah.
General Hospital is amazing. And Luke and Laura, they come back.
I don't know anything about that. I'm okay with that, though.
I stayed at home and watched when I was sick and watched soap operas. Edinburgh really wasn't the Days of Our Lives. Actually, General Hospital reminds me of Grey's Anatomy. Maybe I should say Grey's Anatomy reminds me of General Hospital.
The only hospital show that I watched and kind of liked was House.
So Grey's Anatomy, the show that is on their 20th season, or it feels like it. Actually, they might be on 13. I don't know. They've been around for a while.
Those are two very different numbers as far as television shows go.
84 years. I don't know how long they've been on. We should really look this
84
up.
84 years. Television's barely been around for that long.
I don't know how long. I'm going to have to go with that. But which reminds me, so Veterans Day that just happened.
Yep.
It is the mark of the 100th anniversary since the end of World War One. It's been 100 years since World War One has ended. And that was like, whoa, that's kind of...
1919.
Mm-hmm. 15 years, Grey's Anatomy. See, I was close. At least on two of those numbers that I rattled off.
You were right in the middle. Actually, this number's right in the middle. Not quite right in the middle, but...
Except for that 98 one. That was just, you know.
You mean 84?
That one, that's what I said.
Color TV's been around since, like, the 50s. Actually, it was around before that, but... Yeah, there's a lot of...
Oh, and then also Disney Plus, they have, like, the old... Sorry, back to this. I really wanted to get this. So we watched Mandalorian, turned around, and watched some Iron Man, like first quarter of the movie. And then I watched Emperor's New School. And they also have Rescue Rangers.
Oh,
and
man.
And Tailspin. I was
Oh, man.
And Darkwing Duck.
Does Tailspin hold up?
I have not watched it yet.
Because I remember really liking it, but that was like...
Back then.
When I was like 10 or 8 or something.
And 10, it is on my watch list.
Wasn't the bear's name Baloo?
Yeah, it's the exact same bear from Jungle Book.
Is it really?
Yes, these are the same characters from the Jungle Book.
Is it?
Yes.
That's a... Really?
Yes. Did you not know that?
I'm not... No, actually, I don't believe you because you've already lied to me a lot on this
Gargoyles.
Podcast.
Snape Gargoyles. You know what's great about Gargoyles? When Star Trek Next Generation wasn't recording, they all went to Gargoyles. It's most of the same actors.
Oh, is it?
Yes. So... Yeah, the Baloo. Baloo, the bear from Jungle Book.
Huh, I never did put two and two together.
Oh.
Then again, I was like 8 or 10, so not the brightest.
Okay, it's not all of the same characters from, but there's a lot of the same characters.
The only episode I remember, or the only scene I remember from that is they like, there was like this really big engine or something, and they got, like it started going like just flying away or something, and they were on it, and then they broke the sound barrier, and then the conversations they were having came back around to them in like after 5 minutes. That's not how sound barrier works, but you know.
Interesting.
That's not how going faster than sound. Well, it could, but they would not be alive if that was how fast they were going.
Yeah, that'd be
so. And they'd have to be talking really loud for it to carry that far.
It's a fun, interesting idea.
Yeah.
An over...
Like, it stuck enough with me to remember it 20 years later.
I remember the song.
I'm old.
Yeah, you are. Old man, Anthony.
Hey, you're older. You're like dirt.
No, I invented dirt. Get it right.
All
right. How about Darkwing Duck?
I didn't watch that one. I did watch... The Mighty Ducks.
Yes, they have the Mighty Ducks. They actually have the Mighty Ducks.
And I did watch Kim Possible.
Yes. Well, Kim Possible, actually. Kim Possible
is that
on
the movie?
Tron Uprising? That is the series that barely made it one season.
I didn't know that there was a series. Is it any good?
I really liked it.
Is it animated?
Yes.
When did it come out?
In like right around 2011.
Oh, man.
I really
now
liked it.
I have
it.
To get Disney Plus.
Well, remember, 6 accounts.
Oh.
Yes. We may have to talk.
Brother.
Yes. And they have new and old DuckTales.
The new... I don't...
Do not bash the new DuckTales.
I'm not sure about it.
Oh.
I've tried watching it. It was... I think the first couple episodes were good.
It's different.
It is different. And I think it's one of those shows that I could probably watch one or two episodes at a time. Like, just take it in, like, little bite-sized pizzas.
All right.
Which is weird, because that's not normally how I do TV shows. I usually binge them.
The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
It's a National Geographic?
Yeah, they own National Geographic. The first episode is about sneakers. Yes. Which reminds me...
Is it like a How It's Made kind of thing?
So I haven't watched it. I've heard it's really good, but I think it's just like what he believes about it, the things about it and all that.
Hmm.
There's some... Yeah, so I also realize this is a good way to catch up on a bunch of stuff, because like, I have only seen the first Pirates.
Really?
Yes. I have watched more Fast and Furious than Pirates, and I don't like Fast and Furious.
I think...
And I'm actually kind of interested in Pirates.
I can't remember which one's my favorite. It might be the second one.
So that's the one that got me to drop the series completely.
Why?
I heard it was worse.
Well,
and
I mean,
then I walked away from it, and then I just kept hearing it kept coming out more and more, and then I never, because I'd already missed so much, never went back to it. And now I'm like, I'm kind of interested in the scene of this. They also have High School Musical, High School Musical, the musical TV show. Or the TV show High School Musical, the musical. Maybe that's what it is. They have like all
the
stars.
They have the TV show.
They have a TV show called High School Musical, the musical.
Wild Yellowstone.
Yes.
That might be more interesting to people that don't live around Yellowstone, but...
Honestly, I'm still interested.
I'd probably still watch it.
I've been to Yellowstone way too many times. You're actually looking at my watch list. These are the shows I've set aside. So here's the thing. You see, there's a little plus symbol.
Yeah.
You click it, you get a check mark.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Yeah.
That means it's in my stuff. It's in my watch list.
Yeah.
But where did we just come from?
Your watch list.
Yeah. Why wasn't that a check mark already?
Bug.
Speaking of, I reload this page.
It probably doesn't stay checked.
It does not stay checked.
Yeah.
I think I added
Pirates. How do you get it off your watch list then? Because you can't uncheck it.
Ah, that's a really good question. No, that doesn't work. Apparently, once you add it, it's there permanently. So be careful what you add.
It's probably just on the website.
Oh, no. This is through the app, which I'm glad I am not loyal to anybody, because we bought into it, subscribed. Okay, day comes up. We got lucky. We got on, logged in the morning when apparently everyone was having issues. Got in. All right. Okay, this is fun. Let's go to work, and I'll come back, and I'll watch my shows later. Well, after we figured out that we couldn't find it on our Android phones, we ended up searching in the browser, because if you go to the App Store in a browser on your phone, you can see what is available, and it'll tell you this is not available on your devices.
And that's what it says?
That's what it says. I have a flagship phone from last year, and yet I can't install it on my phone.
Not good enough.
But my Chinese Huawei phone from 3 years ago can download it. I ended up dusting that thing off.
And I'm sure my Nexus phone could probably download it too.
Possibly.
My 5X.
So we have...
Which your phone would be able to support it way more than mine would. Like as far as like decoding it.
Yes. I'm very disappointed. I got to figure out, because it's an LG phone. I got to figure out what's going on with it. My iPad works. What's nice is, because we have the Chromecast, the iPad will still cast to the Chromecast. So, yeah.
Because that's dependent on the app.
Not always, because YouTube, I cannot get YouTube to cast to the Chromecast from the iPad.
Oh, I can do that all the time on my iPhone.
I don't know what's up with my... I just have ups and downs with my technology.
Well, okay. If you wouldn't have a mishmash of it.
Not loyal. And it paid off on this time. High School Musical, the musical, the series. That's what the show is called.
Goodness.
Also, The Simpsons has pissed everybody off.
Why?
Because they put it into widescreen.
So?
That cuts off the top and the bottom. That's how they made it widescreen.
Oh, that's how they made it. Okay, I understand now.
So, one of the examples was them... You know, the Duff factory. And it's like, oh, look, Duff regular, Duff light, Duff ultra light.
It just probably looks like Duff bottles, huh?
Oh, no, you see the three pipes. What you don't see is what's above the three pipes, where it's all coming from one pipe anyways.
Oh.
So in the widescreen, it looks better Disney version.
That seems like an odd choice to do.
I know.
Like, I understand going widescreen, but usually they would just do the...
stretch or something.
Oh, actually. No, there's no way to do that.
My TV does it all the time.
I know that. But it looks like it doesn't look good.
You're right.
What I was thinking was they do some weird shenanigans where it's like widescreen, but still that way, and that they did do it that way. It's called you lose part most of the image.
Yep.
Well, you just lose part of it.
And it's not because this is drawn. This is not like TV, recorded TV shows.
Yeah.
Because what usually happens is recorded TV shows, were, at least the old ones, were still recorded with cameras that were wide angle, and they put tape on. They're like, this is what the televisions are going to show. A lot of those, there is stuff on the sides, and a lot of the remastered, some of the remastered stuff, they got the original footage, they made it widescreen, and it, some of it was weird, some of it was less weird, some of it was good. The weird stuff that happens is, well, because these tapes are on these monitors, they're like, all I care about is what's in this view.
Yeah.
Which means you like see the mic guy off on the side, or you see people like doing things like on the edges of the screen now, because they weren't in the original shot, expected to be shots. Now they're in the shot. Or just some random stuff that was going on the edges.
I would have figured
coffee cups in the middle of the scene.
Oh, you mean like Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
They edited it out
after the first watching.
Yeah.
Damage was done.
That's I'm pretty sure I still have a copy of it. Because anyways. They got Moana. Of course they got Moana.
It's Disney.
And I'm surprised they didn't release Frozen 2 directly onto here. Actually, I'm not.
I think the latest ad just barely dropped. So it's not... they may. I wouldn't totally be surprised if they did.
I think they'd still have it in theaters for a little bit. That's a moneymaker.
But I don't know. This has been doing pretty well, though, too.
Like, the whole family will go watch it. Or if they release it on Disney Plus, they only get $6 out of it. Whereas if they release it to theaters, and that's the only way to watch it, they get probably $50 to $100 out of it for that one family. I don't think they'll be releasing it to Disney Plus. At least they might do that in the future for newer releases, like maybe for Frozen 3, but not for Frozen 2.
Right, I guess, yeah. See, here's your Tron.
Tron I actually Legacy. I haven't seen old Tron. I've only seen the new Tron.
Okay, so I have to, like, it is 80s. It is absolute, this is made in 82.
Yeah.
It is absolute that.
Yeah. So was Blade Runner.
Yes.
I really like Blade Runner.
You may like it. It is interesting. But it is not mind-blowing anymore if you're going to go back and watch, especially where you've seen the Tron Legacy.
Yeah.
You're going to go back to that and you'll be like, okay, this this happened.
This happened and,
Yeah, that's just going to be the thing. It'd be like, you know, going back to watch like the old Star Wars pre-mastered and all that. You're like, oh.
Oh, pre-remastered.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, so that's a thing. You know, you didn't grow up on the nostalgia of it and all that. I just realized I've spent way
Monsters
more time.
Monsters Houston University. Yeah, I know. We, our 5-minute tangent on Disney Plus turned into like a 30, 35, 40 minute one.
All right. Well, we'll knock out a few more things. And maybe I'll kill things. All right. Minecraft Earth was released.
For the U.S. and a couple of other countries, but the U.S. just barely got it.
Yes. But, and actually other countries still don't have it. Speaking of, Disney Plus wasn't released everywhere either. It was... There's countries with issues.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's surprising.
But Minecraft Earth has been released for mobile devices.
Yeah, I was expecting them to send out like an email or something. Like, I thought it was going to be like a closed beta just because of like pre-register.
So, okay.
They didn't actually end up, I don't think they used any of that.
So I got the email.
Oh, you actually got an email?
I did get an email. I got the email the day after I got the notification on my phone.
Oh, you actually got a notification?
But I got the notification on my phone because I signed up through Minecraft.net for it, for the pre-register on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it in the App Store on the, hey, pre-register for it here as well. And I'm like, well, if it's there and I'm not hearing anything else, might as well register it on the App Store as well. But yeah, I just got the email. And I'm like, all right,
I might have gotten the email. I don't have that email on any of my devices because it's... I don't use it.
Yeah, that's why I try to make sure that my emails are all on my devices. So I can monitor them at least.
I used to. I don't care anymore.
If you lose that email, yeah, it obviously wasn't being used. But if it's not being used, you should just close it out.
Oh, I use it. I just don't use it for email. That's my Microsoft account.
But that means that if it gets jacked,
there goes log into my desktop, like the email client is set up on that. Oh, okay. I just don't have it set up on my phone.
Oh.
Maybe I do, actually.
Ah.
I used to.
So, that, with that, though, so you did log in, and it did have you register to Microsoft and all that.
Yeah.
So, what did you think of Minecraft?
I didn't get that much time to play with it.
Okay, so this is what I've got.
I played with it at, like, 4 p.m.
So, I've got to play with it. The daily tasks don't seem too terrible.
Oh, I didn't even know they had daily tasks.
There's daily tasks. There's weekly tasks.
I'm about the crafting system, on how it takes time.
So, that doesn't bother me a whole lot, but I also haven't played with that part as much. I think I've just been walking around and...
I'm annoyed because in the real game, it's instant.
Well, yeah.
That's why I'm annoyed by it.
But now you're in the real world. That's what happens when you come into the real world.
Still should be instant.
How else are they...
I get why they're not.
How else will Microsoft make their money off of you on this? Which, I do have to give them props. You can buy gems to do things. Or do things and you get gems. I'm getting gems. I've not spent no money on the app.
I think I've gotten like 3 gems so far and I was logged in for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know how many I have now, but it's a decent amount. All I'm doing is so the issues with the game that I've run into is did your GPS bounce a lot on you?
I didn't walk around with it, so I don't know.
Mine literally like flew me miles away and then flew me back.
Well, I haven't noticed that yet.
So I ran into that issue a lot. Maybe it's just my phone. Maybe I should really upgrade my phone. It's like the third week in a row I've been talking about upgrading my phone. Finally just going to like upgrade
Joey's
my phone.
Joey's also been having issues with his GPS bouncing on Pokemon Go. So maybe it's an Android thing right now.
Except I don't have any issues with Pokemon Go.
Oh, man. I don't know, man.
I'm collecting sheepers.
I'm collecting wood.
That's one of the...
Hey, look, a gem. I have 4 gems now.
I have 28.
Collecting grass blocks.
Yep.
Just kidding.
Not grass
collected
blocks.
Flowers and mushrooms.
Oh.
It looked like glass blocks.
Yes. Hit grass. Phone, make wood.
Hit phone, make wood.
You know, hit trees, make wood. Tap phone, make wood.
Ooh, look, another gem.
Ooh, I got mushrooms.
Sheepy.
So there's also chests around the area.
Yeah, I've been noticing that. What's in them?
I have gotten like shears. It was just some random stuff. Obviously, it's a thing to collect. I haven't done the events though. The giant pillars for the event or for going to them. When you're like spinning your map around and they're just like in the way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's behind me. I want to spin my map around so I can like look at things. And now I have. Especially if you're around a bunch of them and you can't really get to it at the moment, you suddenly just have all these red lines going up your screen. You're like, I need to like twist my screen weirdly.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, they get annoying at times, especially if you don't intend to visit them immediately.
Or at all.
Or at all.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so that's the thing. But it's fun. I've been playing with it a little bit. Maybe we'll talk more about it later. But.
Want to talk about one more thing?
All right, one more thing.
I don't know. I don't know what else there is.
Oh, I figured we could be done. Oh, we could talk about this one more thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll work.
So, the one more thing is the 16-inch MacBook Pro has been released, or will be released. Is being released? It's on pre-order. Let's go with that.
You can click the buy button, so.
Yes, you can click the buy button, and the price is comparable to what the 15-inch was. The 15-inch Pros are dead.
Yep, now they only have 13 and 16.
Yep. The what everyone cares about is the keyboard. It's better. It's no longer the butterfly, so it works better. You can get up to an 8-terabyte solid-state drive and 64 gigs of memory.
It's a lot for a laptop.
It is a lot.
Have you done the thing you always do with Apple devices yet?
I was going to do it live.
Okay, let's do it.
Doing it live. So what we're going to do is we're going to see how much. So initial around 16-inch. Well, that's, why is the, oh, I was like, why is the 2.3 more expensive than the 2.6? I see, because it has 8 cores. But we're going to start with the 2.3 8-core processor, 1 terabyte.
Yeah.
$2,799.
You get more cores, you get more hard drive space, and the graphics card's different. That's better.
All right.
Not by much, but it's better.
The graphics card?
Yes.
Oh, I see. 53.
It's 5500M, whereas the lower priced one is 2300M.
I get it. It has many teraflops. So, we're going to start with the... But like I said, these prices are actually comparable to the 15 inches. So we're going to start with this. We're going to go through, and we're going to upgrade it. So from 2.4, that's an extra $200. Go from 16 gigs of RAM to 64 gigs. That adds an extra $800. Go from the 4 gig video card to the 8 gig video card, an extra $100. Go from the 1 terabyte to the 8 terabyte, that is $2,200.
That's a whole nother Mac, that's a whole nother Mac on its own.
I know. 8 terabytes of storage, yeah. Backlit keyboard in English, yes. We don't care about Final Cut, we don't care about Logic Pro X. The accessories, charged through a USB-C cable, and a 96-watt USB-C power charger, and also has a 100-watt battery, which is the maximum that airplanes will let you take on, so Apple's pretty much going with that. And the final price tag for my really, really cool MacBook
Pro. Which doesn't include shipping.
Oh, it does not include?
Though, or tax.
Oh.
Or maybe it does.
I could pick it up, actually I could pick it up December 2nd at an Apple Station Park, so if I drive down to Salt Lake City, I can go stand in line in the mall. Yeah, when the phone came out, that was quite interesting. I was like, what's this line for? And as I wandered down the line, I was like, I know what the line's for. Or I can get it delivered between the November 25th and 27th. So I could get it earlier if I deliver it. That's the fastest. Or I could get free delivery and wait till the 27th to December 2nd. Or I can finance it 3% with the Apple Card as well.
Ooh.
I just have to get the Apple Card. Leather sleeve. We don't care really about this. Oh, it doesn't come with a mouse, apparently.
No, none of them do.
Ooh.
What laptop comes with a mouse?
All of them. It's a touchpad.
Okay, well, in that case, this does have a mouse.
Oh, okay, cool. External storage? Why would you buy an external storage if you're going to throw 8 gigs on your...
8 terabytes.
Or terabytes on your 8 gigs, yeah. That's why. You only threw 8 gigs on. Where's my... Oh, there's the review bag. Oh, by the way, I'm only at $6,099. Get Apple Care.
Shipping's free.
Well, like I said, shipping is free if I am willing to wait till November 27th to December 2nd. It's free to pick up, or I can do the fastest. How do I change all that? Oh, estimated tax, $365.94. I don't know how to say deliver as fast as possible.
It might be inside checkout. Like pressing the checkout button.
Let's see what checkout does. It wants me to sign in. I don't want to sign in. I'm not going to spend that much money.
You don't want to risk it.
I don't want to risk it.
Risk accidentally.
I don't want
the buy button.
I don't want to. Yeah.
You don't want to have to explain to your wife there's a $7,000 charge on the card.
Yeah. For a computer that...
For a computer that you probably don't even want.
It's cool and all, but...
And then she'll hand you papers. Probably not, but
I don't know, it's pretty. It is
pretty, but even the cheapest one is still a lot of money.
Yeah, the cheapest one starts at
24.
Yep. It's Mac though.
Yeah, it's nice.
Though I would get Apple TV for free for a year.
Well, I can get Apple TV for free if I buy a new iPhone.
Oh, that would happen.
Actually, I think you can get Apple TV for free if you buy pretty much any new Apple device.
Almost. I think there's a few that don't count, but
what
pretty
about
much.
The watch?
I don't know about the watch, but almost all.
The ceramic watch better count.
Nope, that one's definitely the one that does not. You do not get Apple, because they pretty much assume you don't want it. People with ceramic Apple watches don't watch Apple TV, or maybe even TV.
I think I saw one at Walmart, like at the Walmart display.
I call malarkey. There's no way you saw a ceramic
it looked
Apple
white.
Watch.
I don't know that they made a white Apple Watch, but that wasn't the ceramic one. I guess we could look, actually. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I'm probably wrong.
Apple 5?
It was a Series 3 one.
Oh, Series 3. Ah, you're asking so much.
I think it was Series 3.
Apple Watch Series 3. Yeah, they do sell those still.
Yeah.
There's a white one. It's regular. Regular white watch.
All right, I stand corrected. I wasn't sure either. That's why I said I think.
You thought wrong.
I thought wrong.
All right, we should wrap things up?
Yeah, I guess so.
And I figured out what my famous last words were thanks to The Mandalorian, but I'll let you go first.
Minecraft Earth looks fun. I need to play it more to figure it out.
I have spoken.